This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm just going to go ahead and guess that to the extent you know the name Brian Grazer, it's for the movies he's made. Films like Apollo 13 and A Beautiful Mind, or maybe from the hit television shows like Arrested Development or more recently Empire. He is also, as of today, an author. His new book isn't so much of a how-to guide as it is a how-to-ask-the-right-questions guide. It's a thing that Grazer's been doing for more than 30 years, way back before he was somebody, talking his way into conversations with people at the tops of their fields just to pick their brains. The book is called A Curious Mind. Brian Grazer, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Take me back to Santa Monica, California, 1973 or so, and how you got your first job in show business.
Overhearing a conversation about how there's this very easy job, and I was in an apartment complex, and I overheard these two guys saying it's the cushiest, easiest job in Los Angeles. So I closed the drapes, but yet opened the window so I could clearly hear them talk. And it was at Warner Brothers Legal Department, and I immediately got the phone number, which was 843-6000, called, asked for Peter Connect, and I was hired within an hour.
And you're off and running on this career, and we will talk about The Curious Mind, but I wonder if another way to frame what got you started on this whole thing was you just being nosy and listening to these guys' conversation.
Well, being nosy is an aspect of curiosity, so I was probably yet under that umbrella of curiosity, certainly.
This book is basically the story of you calling a bunch of really famous people when you were a nobody and bugging them until you got in their front door.
I started when I was about 25. I would just generate lists, list after list after list, and pick subjects and then people within subjects that I wanted to meet. And I, every 2 weeks, almost as a religion or like religion, would go meet somebody that was expert in any of those areas just to ask questions and dig inside what could be the truth of what they're doing. And no, it was a lot of begging, a lot of groveling, a lot of calling assistance of assistance. Mm-hmm. And often, you know, meeting that assistant to the assistant in a parking lot at Universal Studios or wherever they're going to be, and trying to persuade them over time to let me meet their boss. I'd say, I don't want any job. I don't want anything. I just want to be able to meet with them for a few minutes. And that few minutes usually could turn into an hour, hour and a half.
Early on, you get in to see Lou Wasserman, who was back then, you say, the most powerful man in Hollywood. He was the head of MCA. He had been around forever. And he basically gives you 10 minutes and says, hey, kid, get out of my sight, in essence.
He stopped me before I could actually get in the office and said, what are you here for? I mean, he could see right through me that I had very little to add to his life. And he wasn't wrong. But he did say, just sit tight. And he went into his office, got a pad of paper and a 2H pencil and said, put the pencil to the paper and it has more value than it did as separate parts. Hmm. Now get out of here. Hmm. And I first felt kind of, insulted and kind of my ego was pretty undermined. But then I thought he was right. And I thought about what he meant. And he meant was create stories that you could own. And I started manufacturing stories. And within, in a short time, I actually created and wrote the story and movie to Splash.
You met Ron Howard, your producing partner of many years, your best friend, you call him, basically by a cold call, right?
Definitely. I looked out my window and I saw Ron Howard, who was the actor on Happy Days. And before that, of course, Andy and Mayberry. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I want to meet this guy. And then I cold called his office and said, I was the guy that was yelling out the window, hey, let's meet. And he agreed. He came into my office and he said, I want to be a movie director. And I said, well, I want to be a movie producer. And we were both two guys that weren't doing the things that we wanted to be. And I said, here, I have these two projects. One is called Night Shift. It's a comedy about two guys that create a call girl ring in the New York City morgue. And the other one is about a mermaid. He said, I don't want to do the mermaid either, but I'll do the other one. So we found a way to get that movie made.
Once a project of yours is birthed, once Apollo 13 was on the road to getting made, or once Empire now is in production and doing really well, what do you do? Do you just sit there and watch it happen?
Well, you want to try to maintain its success. Because, well, let's say Apollo 13. When Apollo 13, first of all, it surprised Tom Hanks, Ron Howard, and myself, because everybody knew they made it back safely. Yeah, I mean, it was already a point of history. They knew. It was about making sure that the very expensive dollars that are used to market the movie are about keeping people, I mean, I said curious again, but it's really true.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be at a very heightened state of curiosity. Why will they pick it over Game of Thrones? Why will they pick it over Breaking Bad? You have to create those reasons. So I definitely don't just sit back and watch it happen. I wish I could just sit back and watch it happen.
You know him from movies and television, also now books, Brian Grazer. It's called A Curious Mind. Brian, thanks very much.
Wow, thanks for having me.